A year and a half after the first case of mad cow disease was discovered in this country, the U.S. government came forward last Friday with news of the second case of mad cow disease in the U.S. According to an initial report, this cow, at least 8 years old, was found last November unable to walk and covered in manure, apparently suffering from dementia. U.S. officials took tissue samples, incinerated her corpse, and declared her free of the disease after initial tests. However, a recent round of tests conducted at a lab in England determined that this cow did have the disease. By Monday, shares of the country's largest beef packer, Tyson, had declined by 3%. Taiwan announced a ban of imports on U.S. beef, joining 36 other countries that have also instated bans. Jim Rogers of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service of the USDA could not say why it took several months to see conclusive test results. He does have confidence, however, in the U.S. testing procedures for mad cow.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has tested more than 393,000 animals since last June.
Researchers in the U.K., the home of a much larger outbreak of the illness, estimate that over 150 people there have contracted the human counterpart of mad cow disease, which generally causes dementia, hallucinations, memory loss, and the inability to eat, talk, and walk. Only 6 of those diagnosed in the U.K. are still alive today. The USDA's first tests did not include the Western blot test, a rigorous test regarded as the most conclusive in detecting the disease. Critics argue that the USDA's 7-month delay in conducting the Western blot test is a sign of incompetence at best or deception at worst. John Stauber, author of the book Mad Cow USA, voices this view.
Why did not the USDA do the correct thing and use Western blot last November? I think it really begs the question of whether there was a conscious effort to cover up this case of mad cow disease, and I think the facts that have come out so far really demand a criminal investigation of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and its handling of this case.
Roughly 85,000 cows and bulls are slaughtered in the U.S. every day for food. Consumption of beef has declined over the past few decades. However, consumption of poultry has risen. In light of the government's handling of the second case of mad cow disease, some are skeptical about its ability to prevent and respond to a domestic outbreak of avian influenza. Jean Boustin of Farm Sanctuary, a sanctuary for animals rescued from factory farms, explains.
The USDA has adopted a don't look, don't find approach, and it's very short-sighted. It is allowing disease to spread, and it is, threatening consumers. And I do believe that the USDA is not only poorly able to deal with mad cow disease, but also will be very poorly able to deal with avian influenza. Farm Sanctuary encourages people to adopt a vegan lifestyle. That is one that involves consuming no animal products. And we think that's really the best way to limit one's risk of mad cow disease or avian influenza or any of these other pathogens that tend to be rampant in today's animal agribusiness.
For Free Speech Radio News, this is Home Fries.